Many of you already know that Padre Pio had a profound connection with the supernatural. He could see angels, demons, but also souls from purgatory. But did you know just how many souls from purgatory visited him? Stay tuned to find out. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today I want to share with you a fascinating glimpse into the incredible relationship Padre Pio had not just with the living here on earth, but also with the souls in purgatory. While we often hear about his deep connection with his numerous spiritual children, I find it equally astonishing, if not more so, how many souls from purgatory visited him. These insights come from Father Alessio Parente's book, Padre Pio and the Souls in Purgatory, and it raises the question, how many souls from purgatory visited Padre Pio? Well, Padre Pio himself gave us the answer. He once said, "More souls from purgatory ascend this mountain than the living come to participate in the Mass and request my prayers." Now, let's just think about this for a moment. This statement is astonishing when we consider the number of people who visited Padre Pio throughout his life. From 1918 to 1923, Padre Pio dedicated 15 to 19 hours each day to hearing confessions. In the 1940s and 50s, these hours were somewhat less, but still quite long, typically about 5 to 8 hours daily. According to one estimate, approximately 5 million people came to Padre Pio during his lifetime. And yet, the souls from purgatory were even more numerous. Padre Pio was a man of two worlds, as Father Alessio puts it. His connection with purgatory was not something abstract. It was part of his daily reality. He didn't just pray for the souls in purgatory. He was in direct contact with them. These souls sought him out for help, just as the living did, and Padre Pio didn't turn them away. He offered up penances, sacrifices, and prayers, often bearing the heavy burden of suffering for these souls with humility and perseverance. Here's a wonderful example from the book. On the eve of the feast of St. Francis, a woman named Miss Anita Lodi went to Padre Pio for confession. As she was about to leave the confessional, she asked him to intercede for her deceased parents, saying, "Father, tomorrow is the feast of St. Francis. Please ask him to go to purgatory and free my parents." Padre Pio quickly replied, "I can do that myself." It's moments like these that show the heart of Padre Pio, a man constantly living between two worlds, interceding for souls both here and in the next life. And here's another beautiful story that reflects Padre Pio's tenderness towards souls. Father Bernardo of Pertlicina was deeply worried about the eternal salvation of his mother. Now, if you've ever lost a loved one, you know that fear, the wondering, are they at peace, are they in heaven? Father Bernardo felt the same concerns. But Padre Pio, with the comfort only he could offer, told him, "Calm your soul. Be at peace regarding the salvation of your mother. Oh, if only all Christian mothers were like yours. I weep, but I take comfort in thinking of such a dear mother. dedicated to her family and known for her piety. So take comfort. I never tire of offering my poor prayers to Jesus for that holy soul. Father Alessio continues, for the friars of San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio was not only a man who prayed incessantly, he lived constantly in intimate union with God. During the Holy Mass, he was a living prayer. When people left San Giovanni Rotondo, they left with a vision of Padre Pio in his place, on the choir balcony, pleading and asking the heart of Jesus for the forgiveness of sinners, for the healing of the sick and relief from their sufferings, for the courage of the timid, for perseverance of the good souls, for the conversion of the wicked, and for rest and liberation of the souls in purgatory. In conclusion, Padre Pio wasn't just a man of profound prayer for the living. His heart ached for the suffering souls in purgatory, and he interceded for them constantly. Just as we ask for his intercession today, let us remember the power our prayers hold for those who have departed this life. As Padre Pio himself said, we must empty purgatory with our prayers. So let us continue this beautiful work of mercy, offering up our prayers, masses, and sacrifices for the souls in purgatory who need our help to reach their eternal home. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen, or click in the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll in our Holy Souls Registry for special masses offered throughout November for your deceased loved ones. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.